I am Plante on the line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. One of the great events of the fall in this town is the Vancouver Writers Fest, that third week in October on Granville Island and throughout the city. It's a great time for writers and readers and the dozens of volunteers who care about books and ideas to come together and welcome writers near and far. This year, the festival is still on, but it's taking a different form. Much like everything else that we hold dear, this year's Vancouver Writers Fest will be online. But if you've seen the guide around town, there are still over 40 events and over 70 writers participating. And the events are carefully programmed and curated with the same eye that festivals past have always boasted. Leslie Hertig, the artistic director of the festival, joins me now to preview the events that begin on Monday the 19th that run until the 25th of October. There are also special events that have been happening since September through to the end of the year, featuring conversation with authors. Visit writersfest.bc.ca for more information on the various events and the stellar writers that will be appearing. I'll get Leslie to tell us how it will work this year and how we can watch the various panels. Some will be previously recorded, but some will be live. And the list of authors is always impressive. Ivan Coyote was brought on as a guest curator, and I've already talked to Ivan in an interview that can be found elsewhere on this website. Please welcome back to the Plante Online program, Leslie Hertig. Ms. Hertig, good morning.
Hi, Joe.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm going to ask you how you are and how things are at the festival in just a sec, but was there any possibility that this year's festival might not have happened, say?
I think we were very lucky that our regular programming happens in the third week of October because it gave us many months to consider how we could do this well. So had our festival been in March or April, I think it would have been in jeopardy. But no, there was never any doubt that we would go ahead with some form of a festival this year.
And so what were some of the considerations, I guess, that you all were thinking about as you were planning a festival like this? I mean, especially when you have to bring it online, say.
Yeah, we had already started our invitation process in March, and so we had quite a few authors already on the roster for the year. We needed to start by finding out if they were feeling comfortable about doing online events. Uh-huh. And then we had to do some research to figure out what kind of online events would be best. Ultimately, we came up with a mixture of platforms. We are very well aware that some people are suffering from what is being called Zoom fatigue, and that perhaps these on-screen events wouldn't be as effective, obviously, as in-person events. But with a combination of podcasted conversations, events that are being shot live from theaters, live streamed into people's homes, and then also some pre-recorded Zoom-style conversations, I think we've come up with an interesting mix of platforms to present these quite remarkable writers that we have from all over the world.
So there are 40 events, about 70 authors still, is that right?
Yeah, I think we're up to about 80 if you include all of the fall programming that stretches out this year from September through till December.
So how will it work from the 19th to the 25th? Can people, if they're interested, say, in one particular event with a particular author, they can still buy a ticket, say, for that event? As well
Absolutely.
As a pass for everything else?
Yes, indeed. There are a couple different options. You can either choose to just attend one or two events, specific events, and everything is pay what you can, meaning that you could pay as little as $0. You could pay up to $50 if you cared to. So it's quite accessible that way. Just go to our website and follow the links to sign up for those that you would like to. And once you sign up, you receive a link in your email, in your inbox, so that you can attend that event. Some of our events, like I mentioned, are podcast events, and those are accessed the way you'd access any podcast, so through iTunes or Spotify or so on.
Yeah.
And again, all of that information is on our website.
And if there's an event, say, at 11 a.m. live on Zoom or 1 p.m. live on Zoom, if one has, say, registered for that event and paid their money, they have to be there at that time. Is that right?
Well, no. In fact, you will receive a link, and you can watch that event later when you have the time to do so.
Well, that's something for people, you know, it's good to adjust their day, you know what I mean? Yeah,
I think so. And also, just one other point I'll make.
Yeah.
For those who become members of the festival or who are already members of the festival, they can choose to buy a festival pass that gives them access to all of the events throughout festival week. And that's $100, so it's pretty good value, we think.
Indeed.
And that just gives you, again, a link that will give you access to all of our events running from October 19th through to the 25th.
The other thing I noticed as I was reading the program, which people can find around town or go on the website to look at, the commitment to youth programming, that's still there, and that's very important, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, indeed. We have gone ahead with our Writer in the Classroom series, which takes authors digitally this year into classrooms all over Metro Vancouver, as well as our youth events, which we've had a really great response to. You can imagine that in past years when we've had certain youth authors appearing at the festival, say in a theater that seats 300 kids, we sell that out fairly quickly. This year, the really neat thing is sky's the limit to how many kids can attend, and so we're finding some of our youth events have upwards of 1,000 kids who will be tuning into them. So that's been a silver lining to this predicament we're in this year.
Yeah. And as I'm reading the program and looking at the various panels or the various appearances by authors, I can't help but think that the spirit of the festival is there, even though it's taken on a different form.
Well, thank you for saying so. We did have a debate about whether we should go ahead with a program guide, given the circumstances this year, and we decided to do so just for that very reason, Joe, the fact that the spirit of the festival, producing a book, if you will, filled with really exceptional writers from around the world in conversation with really wonderful moderators who are going to draw out these important conversations. I think that is all still very much there. And we are sad that we're not meeting in person down here on Granville Island. As a staff, and certainly our over 300 volunteers that we attract each year, we're all feeling a bit sad that celebration and that energy that we have down here on Granville Island won't be happening this year. But we hope that some of it has been captured in the programming and in the events that we will be putting on.
Ivan Coyote was on the program recently about their role in terms of guest programming, I guess four events this year.
Yes.
And Ivan said that they felt ripped off that the gathering, say, at Granville Island isn't happening this year, in particular the seafood at various receptions.
That's right. It's true. And, you know, I was first introduced to Ivan on a stage during a writer's festival, maybe 20 years ago, maybe even now, and watching them perform has been a highlight for me over the many years that I've attended events here before I became the artistic director.
Yeah.
What an honor it was then that they agreed to be our guest curator this year, and the events that they produced for us are exceptional. It is, again, very sad that they won't be here on the island acting as a representative of the festival and here to greet people and such, but alas, what can we do? We're all in the same boat together.
Indeed, yeah. And Jillian Christmas, another guest curator this year.
Yeah.
You're the artistic director, so you have obviously a say in who gets to appear or in terms of the planning of an event like this. When you bring on guest curators like Ivan, like Jillian, what are the conversations you have, especially this year, as to what sort of events you want to put on for the wider community, say?
Well, certainly in Ivan's case, they were chosen to be guest curator before we even knew what COVID-19 was.
Mm.
And I chose them because, again, they represent a unique voice and a quite remarkable talent for storytelling. Their humanism and empathy and art form is something to behold. It's something that we want to share with as many people as possible. When choosing a guest curator, I'm always looking for voices that are different than my own, because I am only one person. And indeed, I and my colleague, Clea Young, we program the majority of this festival and the authors that are coming here. We want to make sure that we're having a representation of other voices as well. So that's how the guest curator came to be. And I'm just so grateful to Ivan for working with us this year.
Yeah. The that interview, by the way, with Ivan, I did it on the weekend. It'll be up Friday, the 16th.
Great.
And, I mean, I was laughing and crying laughing at the same time talking to Ivan.
Yeah.
Just a marvelous...
marvelous human.
Indeed. Hell of a good writer, too.
Mm-hmm.
What in terms of events that you're looking forward to, I mean, there's so many. Are there a couple in particular that you're looking forward to, some authors that you can't wait to see, say?
Gosh, yes. I mean, we just finished recording an event last night that will be released on Thursday, October 22nd. It's entitled What We Talk About When We Talk About Love, and it features three authors from three different continents, all in conversation with the wonderful American essayist and writer John Freeman.
Mm.
These authors are Mikiko Kawakami, Daniel Mendelsohn, and Valjana Mort. I just was enraptured with this conversation, and I can't wait to share it with everyone. What smart people talking about love in this time, in this world that we're in. I can't think of a better conversation to be sharing with great numbers of people.
You just mentioned the authors for that. I mean, that's Thursday, you said, right?
That is Thursday, October 22nd for that one. Yeah.
Just looking through the guide here, I just noticed that Tegan and Sarah.
Yeah.
That'll probably be a very popular event, won't it?
Indeed, yeah. We've got lots of people signing up for that one. Really looking forward to that, and that's one of the ones we're recording live. So Tegan and Sarah will be at Performance Works. We'll have cameras on site, and then we'll be live streaming their conversation with Baharak Yousefi into people's homes.
Yeah, I notice the afternoon tea is still happening, but I guess that's going to take on a different form.
Indeed, yeah. We've got Bill Richardson hosting that one. I think Bill's encouraging all of our audience members to bring their favorite teapot to their screens. we'll be able to see everyone who's participating there, the authors as well. We're trying to get them to either, you know, bring a glass of sherry or a pot of tea while they do their reading, trying to infuse a bit of fun there. We're also working with the Granville Island Foodie Delivery Company for that event. So you can order an afternoon tea package that would be delivered to your doorstep. You can enjoy some lovely foods from Granville Island while you listen to these six great authors.
Yeah, I talked to Jack Wang recently, and I read the book over the spring, his book, We Two Alone.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's a great book, but beyond that, I think it's an important book.
Yeah. Yeah, that book has, for a debut title, a book of short stories, to be getting the reviews that it has, we're thrilled for him. He's one of those authors that we're very sad that we couldn't meet in person down here on the island, partly because he's the brother of one of our board members, Holden Wang, a wonderful children's writer and artist, and I was hoping to get the two of them together for a conversation.
Indeed, yeah. You mentioned a moment ago that events will continue beyond October 25th, and they've been going on since September, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That's another, I mean, there's obviously no chance to meet at Insight, so you've taken it online as you have, and what are some of the events after, say, Festival Week that you're looking forward to?
We have quite a few. It's so hard for me to just choose a couple of events, but we do have Emma Donoghue in conversation with Laura Spinney, who is a science journalist and investigator of pandemics. Emma's book happens to be coincidentally about the Spanish flu, which is quite wonderful, and it's getting great reviews. It was longlisted for the Scotiabank Giller Prize this year. One event and a platform that we've been experimenting with this year and in this new time is the book club, the digital book club. So on November 15th, we're hosting our fall book club with Yah Jessie, and her new book is called Transcendent Kingdom. Many people will know her from her debut novel, Homegoing, that was a huge hit. She visited the festival with that one when it first came out. She won the National Book Critics Circle Award that year for that, and also the Penn Hemingway Award. And this book, Transcendent Kingdom, is another masterpiece. So we're really excited that she'll be joining CBC's The Currents, Matt Galloway, to have a conversation about this title. And anybody who's bought a ticket for that also receives the book and then gets to join in this conversation with the two of them.
I did that with the Roddy Doyle thing back in September. So,
oh,
so
good.
You sign up for it online, you pay your money, and then very quickly the book comes in the mail, right?
That's right, or you can pick it up from our festival office,
yeah.
One or the other.
And yeah. Then so you've got it, you can read it ahead of time and participate in the conversation, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And to talk about other events that
sure.
are coming up after the festival, we certainly still have an incredible selection of poets at the festival this year and also after the festival. On Tuesday, November the 24th, we have an event called the Poetry Immersive, which is being hosted by Shazia Hafiz-Ranji. And the authors there, Nancy Lee, Kinesia Lubrin, and John Elizabeth Stincy, will all be on hand coming to you through your computer to chat about their latest collections.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy about that.
Indeed, yeah. So that's November 24th. And
that's
live on Zoom, so people
that's
can
right.
get the books and participate that way. As a reader, what are these last few months, what have they been like for you?
Well, it's always a lot of reading for me, which is why I love my job so much. I'll tell you one thing that I have become hooked on since uh-huh. March are audiobooks. I am just burning through audiobooks, and I've discovered a wonderful alternative to Amazon for those of your listeners
yeah.
who don't particularly like buying from Amazon.
Sure.
We have an account with a wonderful place called Libro FM, which has almost all of the same audiobooks that you can find on Audible.
Yeah.
And you can choose to have a portion of that purchase go towards your favorite independent bookseller or your favorite literary organization like the Vancouver Writers Fest. So I've been listening to a lot of our books, both on audio and also reading them, and that's given me quite a more in-depth understanding of the books that I'm absorbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ask people where they read, but in terms of listening to an audiobook, say, did you find yourself, I mean, you can do that in different, I mean, if you're out on a walk or in the car
exactly.
or,
yeah.
you know, in the kitchen or at your desk or in bed, right?
My favorite part of the day is my walk into work. I have about a 35 or 40 minute walk into work each
uh-huh.
morning and then walk home again. And so I am listening to audiobooks the whole way to work and the whole way home. And I can think of no better way to pass the time.
Absolutely, yeah. I asked Ivan this, and I'll ask you as well. I mean, what do you think will happen after all of this? And Ivan puts "after all of this" in capitals because we don't know when that will be, right?
Yeah, we don't know. It is really hard to know. As a staff, we've been talking about the good things that have come from this
yeah.
and some of the aspects of the programming that we might want to carry forward into coming years when we can all meet again. That digital book club is one good example. It's worked really well, and there will always be authors that we would like to speak with that can't make it physically to
right.
Vancouver for
yeah.
whatever reason. Maybe it's because the tour they're on is too extensive, or maybe they don't like traveling. This way, we've discovered that we can still have engaging conversations without bringing them here. And I think that's something we might like to continue. The other wonderful thing is that, of course, it becomes more accessible for people.
Right.
People from outside of Vancouver can attend our festivals. People who maybe don't enjoy crowds can still engage with us. And so I think moving forward, we will try to maintain some of this.
Yeah, and the idea that, I mean, your office is all there on Granville Island. Mm-hmm. You're bringing us a little part of that wherever we might be.
Yes, indeed. It is a beautiful place to be.
It is, I appreciate you taking the time to chat. It's a very busy time, we can all imagine for you as you're getting ready for October 19th through the 25th. Thanks for this. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe, very much for talking with us and for spreading the word.
The website for more is at writersfest.bc.ca. The main festival week begins this Monday, the 19th of October, through to the 25th of October. And then there are, of course, various events between then and the end of the year. Visit writersfest.bc.ca for more. Leslie Hertig, the Artistic Director of the Vancouver Writers Fest, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plantum.